This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. In Saudi Arabia, 9 people were killed today when Islamic militants stormed the U.S. consulate in Jeddah in a 3-hour assault. Eyewitnesses described a highly organized attack. The dead include 4 consulate staff and a guard, none of them Americans, and 4 of the attackers. President Bush spoke about the incident this morning at the White House.
The attacks in Saudi Arabia remind us that the terrorists are still on the move. They're interested in affecting the will of free countries. They want us to leave Saudi Arabia. They want us to leave Iraq. They want us to grow timid and weary in the face of their willingness to kill randomly and kill innocent people.
Later, a website often used by Islamists posted a claim of responsibility from a Saudi wing of Al-Qaeda. Roger Harrison is covering the story from Jeddah for the English-language daily Arab News. He describes how the militants forced their way into the compound.
Apparently what happened was there was a white motor car full of militants, and it attempted to follow 2 diplomatic cars entering the embassy through a secure gate. 4 gunmen, or maybe more, got out and ran inside through the gates and machine-gunning the diplomatic limousines on the way through. They then ran across the compound and sought out the residence where the Marines were normally based and, using grenades, set fire to it. On their way across, they also tore down the U.S. flag and set fire to that as well. They were shot at by Saudi security guards. It's unclear whether the guards were inside or outside the compound at the time. But on the way in, certainly 4 security guards got injured too heavily and too lightly.
Did any of the attackers make it into any of the consulate buildings themselves?
As far as we know, none of the attackers managed to access the consular buildings, and all the events that took place in the compound, but outside the buildings.
What can you tell us about the level of security at this consulate? There have been a number of other attacks in Saudi Arabia targeting Western targets in the last year and a half or so.
Yeah, the main gate is incredibly heavily fortified. The side gate where this took place is less well fortified because it's less often used and is usually only used for foot traffic and some diplomatic cars that go in and out. However, it is guarded by a Hummer with a machine gun, plus a small wooden watchtower. And the whole compound is surrounded by anti-blast walls and wooden and concrete blocks.
Well, how do you account for the apparent ease with which these militants were able to get into at least the outer part of the consulate compound?
The understanding I have is that as the 2 cars, 2 American consular cars, were going into the compound, the gates opened, and it was at that moment they ran across and got through the gates on foot, machine-gunning the cars on the way. Now, this leads me to think that they had either some kind of information or they knew who the cars were, but it was obviously pre-planned. I suspect there was information they had received. Where it comes from, of course, is a matter of speculation.
The attacks over the last year or so in Saudi Arabia have targeted Riyadh, have targeted Khobar, but up until now, I believe, have not targeted Jeddah. Is that right?
Correct. Jeddah is a different case. Jeddah is largely a center of business rather than the center of government. Al-Khobar, of course, is the center of the oil industry and is therefore an industrial target. The political and governmental targets are all based in Riyadh. Today's attack was certainly a shock, but it's not necessarily a surprise. Jeddah's been sort of waiting for this for the last year, wondering when it was their turn.
What can you tell us about the effort by Saudi authorities to crack down on Islamic militants in light of these attacks over the last year or so?
They have been very efficient at cracking down. There's a large organization called the Mabahit, which is basically the secret police, who get street-level feedback from informers who are spread widely around the kingdom, and it's a very, very efficient network of information. There have been a large number of arrests and discovery of arms and ammunition that have resulted directly from feedback from street level, so it's a very effective network. This one clearly slipped through.
Roger Harrison is a senior reporter with Arab News. He spoke with us from Jeddah, Saudi Arabia, about the attack on the U.S. consulate there this morning. Mr. Harrison, thanks very much.
You're welcome.